Listening Library presents Brian's Hunt by Gary Paulson. Read for you by Ron McClarty. Chapter 1. He was in his world again. He was back. It was high summer coming to fall, and Brian was back in the far reaches of wilderness, or, as he thought of it now, home. He had his canoe and bow, and this time he'd added some dried food, beans and rice and sugar. He also had a small container of tea, which he'd come to enjoy. He had a small cook set and a can to make little fires in the middle of the canoe. He put leaves on to make smoke to drive the flies and gnats and mosquitoes away. He had some salt and pepper and, almost a treat, matches. He still could not get over how wonderful it was to just be able to make a fire when he wanted one, and he never sat down to a cook fire without smiling and remembering when his life in the wilderness had begun. His first time alone. He dreamt of it often. And at first his dreams sometimes had the qualities of nightmares. He dreamt he was sitting there in the small plane, the only passenger with the pilot dying, and the plane crashing into the lake below. He awakened sometimes with sudden fear, his breath coming fast. The crash itself had been so wild, and he had been so out of control, that the more he had grown in the years since, the more he had learned and handled difficult situations, the more insane the crash seemed. A wild careening...